Paper 116. The Almighty Supreme. If man recognized that his creators, his immediate supervisors, while being divine were also finite, and that the God of time and space was an evolving and non-absolute deity, then would the inconsistencies of temporal inequalities cease to be profound religious paradoxes? No longer would religious faith be prostituted to the promotion of social smugness in the fortunate while serving only to encourage stoical resignation in the unfortunate victims of social deprivation. When viewing the exquisitely perfect spheres of Havona, it is both reasonable and logical to believe they were made by a perfect, infinite, and absolute creator. But that same reason and logic would compel any honest being, when viewing the turmoil, imperfections, and inequities of Urantia, to conclude that your world had been made by, and was being managed by, creators who were sub-absolute, pre-infinite, and other than perfect. Experiential growth implies creature-creator partnership, God and man in association. Growth is the earmark of experiential deity. Havona did not grow. Havona isn't always has been. It is existential like the everlasting gods who are its source. But growth characterizes the grand universe. The Almighty Supreme is a living and evolving deity of power and personality. His present domain, the grand universe, is also a growing realm of power and personality. His destiny is perfection, but his present experience encompasses the elements of growth and incomplete status. The Supreme Being functions primarily in the central universe as a spirit personality, secondarily in the grand universe as God the Almighty, a personality of power. The tertiary function of the Supreme in the master universe is now latent, existing only as in an own mind potential. No one knows just what this third development of the Supreme Being will disclose. Some believe that, when the super universes are settled in light and life, the Supreme will become functional from Uversa as the almighty and experiential sovereign of the grand universe while expanding in power as the super almighty of the outer universes. Others speculate that the third stage of supremacy will involve the third level of deity manifestation. But none of us really know.